This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An ardent U.S. ally, Kosovo, has now agreed to take in Afghanistan evacuees who failed to clear initial rounds of screening and host them for up to a year. That's according to a U.S. official Saturday, and an intended fix to one of the security problems of the frantic U.S. evacuation from the Kabul airport. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates who already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas screening sites. Those quickly set up overseas transit sites are still operating near or at full speed to verify eligibility and look for security issues among thousands of Afghans and smaller numbers of Americans flown out of the Taliban and held Afghanistan between August 15th and August 31st. Taliban special forces and camouflage fired their weapons into the air. That brought an abrupt and frightening end to the latest march in the capital by Afghan women who demanded equal rights from the new rulers. The Women's March Saturday is the second in as many days in Kabul and began peacefully. Demonstrators laid a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor the former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban before marching onto the presidential palace. Also on Saturday, the chief of Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency, which has an outsized influence on the Taliban, made a surprise visit to Kabul. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.